Simmons lived in the capital city of Kabul, serving as communications advisor to the Afghan Minister of Agriculture. Simmons shared her experiences and answered questions about life in Afghanistan. Joining via Skype was retired Lieutenant Colonel Kushal Sadat. Sadat served as General Stanley McChrystal and General David Petraeus's Afghan liaison during the command of the International Security Assistance Force. While Simmons and Sadat provided information about the history of Afghanistan and the current political climate, much of the presentation focused on day-to-day living, what homes look like, the ease or difficulty of shopping, and even what it's like to drive in a major Afghan city. Simmons began with a humorous personal story. She and a friend were driving in Kabul when they saw an elderly man selling bags of goldfish out of the back of a wooden cart. It was another friend's birthday, so they decided to buy a special gift. When they got home, they tried to transfer the fish into a bowl of fresh water.
Afghanistan is a landlocked country. Not that goldfish are coming from the ocean, but we have no idea where they did come from. But we thought, you know what, this will just be the most fantastic gift. But unfortunately, the goldfish had seen better days, and so we were trying to salvage them, give them a better habitat. I think they ended up dying, but we tried our best.
Simmons says she lived in a, quote, normal house and could come and go freely. She says Westerners living in compounds are not allowed to leave the area they are confined to.
They have 3 barricades that it takes to enter. You need to get permission to enter. Afghans are not allowed inside unless under strict supervision. And so it's really, people call the U.S. Embassy sometimes Pyongyang. You don't know what goes in and you don't know what comes out.
Simmons says because she wasn't in a compound, her experience was very different from those living in an embassy or military installation. She would exit her door directly into the streets of Kabul. Though she enjoyed many freedoms, Simmons says, being a Westerner, she had to take precautions. One of those precautions is to have a safe room with a fortified locking door. Hers did not.
So this is our bathroom door, but it couldn't shut. And so if we were to be attacked or the Taliban were to storm, we didn't really know what to do. But this sort of gave us that false sense of security that maybe everything would be all right.
Simmons says most bathrooms have bucket showers. A shower fixture is mounted on the wall and a bucket placed beneath it to catch the water. She says there may be no electricity in the winter, and if there are outages, they can last up to 6 weeks. Simmons says you learn to make do.
As a woman, we normally wear headscarves, and so you don't really have to worry because you're covered all the time. And so hygiene sometimes, you know, as long as everyone smells the same, so it's okay.
Temperatures in Kabul in the winter can get below freezing. Simmons says most houses are made of mud or concrete and usually do not have insulation. She says a buhari, a type of wood-burning stove, is used to heat homes. Simmons says if electricity is available, the buhari is usually easy to light.
But this is what happens when you don't have electricity. You have headlamps. So you put the headlamp on, you have to have your axe, you have to create your little pieces of tinder, and you just pray that, you know, with a couple matches, you don't run out of matches, that's always difficult, and you just hope it all works.
Simmons says dynamics inside and outside the home are very different.
Inside, you can be who you want to be, or who you are. Unless your neighbors are peering into your garden, you don't have to worry about covering your hair. I walked out into our courtyard in shorts. But as soon as you leave the safety of your house, that sort of things get a little bit different. But however, there's still normal life going on.
Simmons says she would hike, paddle boat, and go for runs, though kept covered up. She says it isn't common to see people exercising in Afghanistan. Simmons has driven in the busy streets of Kabul several times, but says it's rare to see a woman in the front seat of a car, let alone driving. Her time was also spent working at the Ministry of Agriculture. She says she tested the country's first solar-powered car, monitored snow leopards, and worked with farmers to expand agricultural information. Simmons is back in the United States. She's stopping in Ketchikan for a few weeks before heading to Washington, D.C. to work for an Afghan-based consulting firm.